So, all right, after now talking about the negativity that is going around in the riding group, aka the hobby group, because most of the guys that fucking are in the group are mainly fucking hobby riders, apparently. And they don't understand what the fuck it feels like to be a fucking life rider in a bunch of group of guys that don't take it seriously. So in two Thursdays, next pay period, I'm going down to my local and going to go pick me up another kink frame. Now, I've talked about it before, I think, on here. My kink backwoods that I was going to send out to get white powder coat. But kink in this year offered the damn backwoods in bone finally. And so I'm like, fuck it, I'm not going to do a fucking goddamn white one now. So, what my plan on is, I'm going to go and just pick the damn thing up. I got an extra sticker set for it, so I'm going to basically immediately bring it home and basically just, you know, I'm either going to just do a sand coat on the bitch and then just, you know, after I take off the vinyls, obviously, but I'm gonna basically paint the bitch backwoods brown, and you know, do a kind of shitty job to it. It's either that or I'm gonna paint it copper, you know, because what's more ghetto gold than copper? And that's pretty much what the theme of this bike's gonna be, is just straight up ghetto. And God's honest truth, it's probably going to be the first bike in a long-ass time that I am not going to take any color coordination to. Like, I'm literally just going to throw parts at this bitch. And black ain't going to be the color that's going on it. It's going to be basically any color part that I can fucking put on it. So basically, there's going to be some purple parts, some red parts, some blue parts, some yellow parts. Basically, name a color, red parts. It don't fucking matter to me. I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, it's going to be a rainbow-ass bike with a brown, shitty frame. So, that being all said, it should look pretty badass. And because of the fact that basically it was the last year that Kink offered the backwoods in a 20.5, I'm going to be pretty stoked to ride it because of the fact that basically it'll act like the Walsh by Colt, but in my size. Because the Walsh that I got is a hand-me-down that I got from one of my other lifer friends. When I say lifer, I mean, he's a really good-ass rider, but he does running more than he does BMX. But man, I tell you what, he gets on a BMX. Woo! Man, he is good. But because it's a 21, I'm not getting the full geo from it. And in fact, basically, like, after the backwoods is built, I'm probably going to be ordering the version 2 of the Walsh in the smallest frame set that they offer. Which I think is a 20.7. I'm not sure. But that'll work. I mean, it's better than a fucking 21. And you know, I just like that geo. I love my Williams and I love my fucking BSD Freedom, but like at the end of the goddamn day, those two frames have already put me in the ER. And it's not because I'm a shit rider. It's just because of the fact that basically I'm used to a geo that's not like those. I'm used to a geo that's like the goddamn, you know, Colt Walsh and BSD Freedom and majority of mid-school frames. You know, something that's got a 14-inch rear end and sub-fucking 21-inch fucking front. It's just a common situation these days that basically when it comes down to it, the goddamn fucking mainstay of frame building is 21 inch front and a fucking 12 and something rear end. It's fucking bullshit. How are you going to build a goddamn frame that's not going to have any stable fucking flight It's just stupid. That's the reason why kids aren't sending shit anymore. They think sending something 5 feet is fucking big ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, it was like you weren't shit unless you were sending something 25 feet. And that's the reason why basically we had stable bikes back then, is because of the fact that you needed a long rear end so that when you were up in the air, you didn't fucking gyro out. Nowadays, all you gotta do is just get up in the air and think about doing a fucking 360, and you're already 3/4 of the way into it. And it's fucking bullshit. That's the reason why basically the Kink Williams fucking over-rotated in New York and fucking put me in the hospital. And, you know, and it's just, that's the reason why the fucking BSD Freedom locked up doing a fucking Smith. Is because of the fucking fact that it rotated on a goddamn grind. It rotated on the fucking grind. Meaning both of the fucking goddamn contact points of that frame were in contact with the fucking ground. And this bitch fucking rotated. It's just bullshit. How the fuck are you going to design frames that are going to be fucking death traps? It's just stupid. So, basically, the common idea in the method that I want to do is I want to basically start building 14-inch rears. And when I say building, I'm saying, like, you know, buy, like, frames that are long backs. And, you know, when it comes down to it, like, basically, I'll fucking send the goddamn Trek Subvert out to fucking Laird and be like, you know, make the fucking Geo of this bitch. And, you know, or I could just send him the measurements. I don't have to send him the frame. But I'm going to have to do it, like, probably sometime before the end of summer, because of the fact that he's, like, 6 months out right now. And, you know, if he's going to be 6 months out, I'm not going to fucking order a goddamn titanium frame version of it. With brake mounts, though, obviously, because I need brakes. Mike Jesus, he got a goddamn Larry titanium frame, and that's brakeless, and he regrets not having brakes on it because of the fact that basically, like, yeah, you don't want to be on a noodle that's then got no brakes. Them bitches are bouncy. But, yeah, like, basically, like, I think that at the end of the day, like, it's either going to be Laird or that race car weld shop fucking does me a frame. Or I'll just send the spec out the fucking standard. Because they still do custom frames. And basically, like, build my last frame. Because, honestly, the way my body feels right now after this last hip injury, I honestly don't think I got more than, like, fucking, like, 5 years left. Not being alive, I mean, just being able to fucking ride. And, you know, like, basically what I consider myself doing right now in the bull, I ain't really riding. I'm just having fucking fun. And that's fine and dandy and everything. But the thing about it is basically I want to air out again and stuff. Now, I want to have a goddamn frame that I can believe in. I want to have a frame that I can actually fucking grab air out of a quarter. Like, right now, I'm fucking scared shitless, too, because of the fact that basically, like, every single time that I fucking grabbed air so far on these modern piece of shit bikes, fucking I crash. And it's stupid because of the fact that basically I'm a life rider. I've been riding for 30 fucking years. And why the fuck am I crashing now? It's because of this fucking modern stereotype of fucking everybody wants to be tech. Fuck tech. If you're a tech rider, no offense. But UCI and tech are the two reasons why BMX is pretty much going to have a downfall. Because as soon as you basically, like, make anything like scooter riding, everybody has no fucking goddamn, you know, like, mentality to stay in it more than 6 months or keep serious about it for more than 6 months, because you hit a plateau. Tech riding, all it takes is 6 months. If you're a young guy and you got, you know, body flex and body pop and you're halfway healthy and not overweight or anything, you can master tech in 6 months. And, like, as for the UCI guys, like, the majority of the shit that they're doing is the same fucking line everywhere. Like, watch any UCI comp, watch any fucking Olympics, watch any X Games that's, like, basically the standard UCI course. It's the same fucking line over and over and over again. Unless they fuck up a little bit and then they gotta improvise to get to that next trick. And that's fucking fact. Like, watch any UCI guy practice and look at the practice course that they're on. Looks familiar, right? Yeah, that's the standard UCI course. Well, other than the fact that basically they got a foam pit and a fucking goddamn pansy-ass fucking whole middle section of fucking resi. Fucking pansy-ass bitches. Why don't you be a man and end up like the rest of us, like later on in life, fucking regretting fucking crashing. You ain't got nothing to lose when you're landing on fucking res. Because if you fucking bail, you bail and you don't get all fucked up. Hell, there was this goddamn video that came up on TikTok and fucking Instagram like the other day. And this guy is fucking practicing in this arena. I think it's an Olympic practice facility. And like, instead of it being a concrete floor, the floor is black. In other words, all of the fucking ramps that were in this fucking practice UCI course were on a res pad, meaning that all of the area on this fucking course was protected. Fucking stupid bullshit. And, you know, like, it is what it is. I get it. I understand. But the thing about it is, at the end of the day, there's no fucking fear in riding BMX anymore. And it shows it because of the fact that these guys are throwing wild ass shit out. Like, the majority of the stuff that they're doing, like, it's, like, literally down to, like, F1 muscle memory bullshit. It's no longer becoming, like, a free art. Like, they literally are doing the same fucking line over and over again. It's dumb. And they're the reason why these short backs are so popular. Because it takes a rider like that to actually ride one of those in the air. Because that's all they want to do is fucking do rotations and flips. And if they ain't doing flips, they're kicking the fucking bike out from underneath them and fucking just whipping it. Like fucking like Mach 10. It's just dumb. The majority of people that are buying these bikes don't have that fucking capability or dedication to actually fucking learn how to do that. So why the fuck are we building them? I mean, fuck. Build a goddamn fucking handful of sets of those damn things for those dumbass fucking riders. And basically for the majority of people that actually have to ride these stupid ass scooter parks that have been coming up but popular everywhere because of these scooter fucking soccer mommy bitches that are on the fucking goddamn campaign board to fucking build these concrete death domes. Fucking, you know, they just fucking, they're just shit parks. And we need better bikes to actually ride those. Safer bikes. Fuck. We do not need a goddamn bike that has got a goddamn sub 13-inch rear end. I am sorry. You can't ride a quality line on something that's got a 12.75 rear end and your top tube is oversized to your fucking goddamn height. Motherfucker out there, goddamn fucking 5'8", riding a goddamn 21.25. Shit. Back in mid-school days, we undersized everything. Well, mainly because of the fact that basically if we undersized the frame, we knock off like about a half a pound of fucking metal. Not literally, but, you know. But no, we really, really did undersize the frame because we wanted more ass than we wanted front. The ass to front ratio was different then. And, you know, like, we wanted the stability. If we couldn't have stability, then basically, like, we'd make a way to make it stable. And, I mean, shit. Even the fucking goddamn, the standard shorty. Like, that was, like, fucking, That was like 13 and a half. That was considered short back then. Like, it's just dumb. It's honestly really stupid. That fucking modern fucking riders have to have fucking goddamn sub 13 inch rear end. And then they run brakeless. It's like, I'm sorry if I sound like an old guy and be like, you know what? You should have brake mounts on every single goddamn frame that everybody makes because of the fact that basically it gives somebody options later on. Because of the fact that basically, like, majority of people that are buying brakeless fucking, you know, pro frames don't have the intention to want to be a fucking brakeless rider. They're just doing it because of the fact that it's popular. I'm sorry, but it's going to hold you back. If you're not dedicated to be a fucking premier rider of fucking brakeless, and you buy a brakeless bike, you're not gonna fucking do jack shit. You're gonna be held back, and you're not gonna fucking do goddamn garbage out fucking on the goddamn fucking skate park or street because of the fact that you're constantly gonna be under speed because you're not gonna be able to fucking have faith in your ability. And that's fucking fact. So when it comes down to it, I just want to see the goddamn fucking industry change around a little bit. And it slowly is. It slowly is. Because we got companies that are fucking bringing out the Walsh and the fucking Backwoods. And, you know, S&M still making a 250. And Standard still making a long back. I forgot what the fuck their long back is. S&M, they got a couple of long backs. I mean, they classify them as dirt jumpers, but still. But that's what you need. If it's stable in the dirt, it's going to be stable on the street. And a stable bike is a faster bike. That's a given. And a stable bike with goddamn brakes is a fast bike that you can basically have faith in. That, you know... because believe it or not, even when you're in the air, that brake fucking works. Like, you need to rotate that bike at the last goddamn second, fucking hit that brake and lean. Because that's the only thing that's basically, like, the tire rotation in the rear is the only thing that's basically, like, you know, keeping you in that momentum of fucking how you're gonna land. And once you stop it, then your whole body can basically, like, tell the front where you want it to go. Lean back if you fucking feel like you're about the front case. Fucking lean forward if you think you're coming up short. Because of the fact that basically at the end of the goddamn day, that's all that fucking matters. Is being able to fucking send shit and catch yourself at the end. And I don't see it happening in the next 5 years. So basically, like, that's where it comes back to. Like, I gotta fucking get out there and I gotta fucking basically have my remaining frame fucking custom built for me to get me through the next 5 years because I have no goddamn faith in the industry right now that they're gonna fucking make anything worth a damn in the next 5 years to actually fucking, you know, me being an old guy fucking be able to ride it. I don't like crashing anymore. I've done that all throughout my whole fucking goddamn riding career, and I don't want to fucking do it anymore. Because now it's costing me hundreds of thousands of fucking dollars. Because when I fucking crash now, shit breaks. Or fucking organs, like get torn. Because unbeknownst to anybody that's fucking listening right now that hasn't listened to the previous podcast about my fucking previous injuries, December, I fucking lacerated a liver, G2. Fucking, that's basically a G3 is, you're going to be hooked up to dialysis, like, once a week until they fix your goddamn liver. I got a G2, so it was really close to that. They basically, like, you know, they hooked me up with some drugs to make the goddamn fucking liver fix itself real quick overnight. And, you know, I still suffer from the consequences of that. But still, like, I didn't have to worry about getting hooked up to dialysis. I just got to worry about drinking more water now. And then February comes. On my motherfucking birthday, the same day I was born, I fucking got to go to the goddamn hospital that I was born at because of the fact that basically, like, I over-rotated a fucking pocket 360 coming in fakie, fucking blew out the goddamn side of the fucking goddamn bike, you know, like, fucking getting ejected, you know, fucking just landed straight on the goddamn hip, crack, and, you know, like, fucking third time around, man, I knew what happened. Fucking doc takes out the one pin, puts in fucking three more pins. And I've been struggling ever since. I ain't got no goddamn pop. Doc says I'm basically out a whole fucking year until basically I'm back to normal. And, you know, I ain't got a goddamn year, man. I ain't got that. I ain't got that kind of time. That's one whole year taking away those 5 years of me being able to ride still. I'm not riding in my 50s. I'll tell you that right now. And I'm not riding past fucking 48. I can tell you that right now. 48 comes, man. I tell you what. I'll be going out and looking for a nice, fine-ass fucking goddamn, you know, like, one of them fucking, folding chairs or whatever it is, you know, for the barbecues, you know, and get me one of them fucking shade tents, and then I get me a van, and then put all my bikes in it, and then go to them fucking stupid ass fucking show and shines. Yeah, I just simple green the fucking bikes and throw dirt on them, show and shine my ass. You know, like I'm gonna be, you know, sign any autographs, because fucking half the people out there don't even know who the fuck I am. The only people that actually know who I am are worth a damn out there, and they don't fucking say anything. Like, fuck. It's just stupid, man. Limited time, man. Limited time. And when it come down to it, man, I tell you what, the goddamn fucking, my group of guys don't even realize how much that fucking shit hurt me because of the fact that basically, like, they disband and like, right as I'm recovering from fucking my hip injury, that really fucking kind of made me sad inside because of the fact that basically, like, ride is about stoke. And when your fellow rider don't bring the stoke to the table, and you can't, it's depressing. And it sucks because of the fact that you ain't got nothing that's going to give you the power to actually, like, push forward. I don't show up at the goddamn skate park to fucking hang out and talk about the old times and shit like that. I go to the skate park to ride that goddamn bowl. And I might not throw shit down anymore. I might just fucking ride that bull as fast as I fucking can because of the fact that basically that's the only thing I like to do now is just feel the G-forces of fucking hitting them turns to the point of almost washing out. Fucking, that's what I like to do. And if that's what I like to do, that's what I like to do. And if I gotta finish my days doing that, then that's what I gotta do. But if there was stoke involved and I had a longer rear end, I'd be throwing shit down. I'm just too damn broken to do it. You need somebody there to actually, like, you know, propel your mindset to want to go and fucking do what you don't want to do. And it just sucks. I don't have the equilibrium I used to have. So basically, like, when it comes down to airing out, I don't know where my body placement is. And so basically, like, when I do shit, I just, like, I'm just throwing it. And that's the reason why I need other people there, because of the fact that basically, like, I'm not going to just randomly toss shit out there and not have anybody, like, see it or not have me get stoked up before it because of the fact that all I'm going to be doing is airing out while having massive fear. And I'm telling you what, nothing's worse than coming up to the lip and all of a sudden getting that goddamn fucking, that swallow of fear down your throat right as your fucking front tire is kissing the lip of the fucking transition or the fucking jump. It just fucking goddamn, it throws you off. And, you know, like, when you're younger, your reaction time's a lot faster, so basically you can pull yourself out of shit. When you're older, instantaneously after that fear hits, you lock up. You're already into that crash. You basically know that it's coming. You going down with that ship. That's pretty much it. But, you know, it is what it is. I honestly don't. 2 weeks from now, just go on my TikTok. You'll see what the fuck I'm building. That goddamn fucking, that backwoods is going to be nasty. I'm going to probably build it black originally, you know, throw some of my current parts on it. But, like, eventually I'll have Cinema fucking send me out some more parts for it. And or I'll just fucking call up Cinema and be like, what fucking rainbow fucking shit can you send me? And I'm not talking about no goddamn oil slick. I'm talking like fucking send me the parts catalog, but every part's got to be different colors. They definitely got fucking like back stock of fucking bullshit parts. So that being all said and everything, like basically it'll be a unbeknownst $4,000 bike that looks like garbage. But it'll be a $4,000 build. You know, my standard Apex 7 fucking bearings everywhere. Yeah, unbeknownst to a lot of people, basically that's the first fucking modification that I do to all my damn bikes is fucking rip out the stock bearings out of the fucking hubs, and I put Apex 7s in there because of the fact that basically at the end of the day, like, the majority of companies, even fucking like Fly Bikes, fucking Cinema, fucking, just the name of a goddamn bike company. Like, all they're doing is putting the goddamn fucking Apex 3s in there. Hell, even my goddamn fucking profile hubs, they got Apex 5 in them, but still, like, basically, like, it they don't have anything special in them. Like, that's the reason why you gotta fucking take those bearings out. That product number that's on the side of that bearing, you just go into a bearing fucking website, and throw that number down in there, and you get the APAC 7s, APAC 9s, fucking whatever. And, you make any goddamn wheel spin so much faster with an APAC 7 versus an APAC 3. Because there's no rolling resistance. And you don't need to, you know, fucking deal with Kink's fucking headset bullshit, where it's like fucking the ceramic ball bearings. You just need to find yourself a goddamn company that makes APAC 7 fucking, headsets and, you know, integrated bearings. And, that's all you need. Because, honestly, the steer tube don't really give a fuck. It does not give a shit. Because if you're running a gyro, the gyro is going to slow you down. Especially the Kink one. Goddamn. That Kink gyro fucking, you can't use that one for flatland. The Odyssey one is the one that you want for flatland action. The Kink one, basically, if you pull your brake and put it in lock mode with the Kink gyro engaged to the rear tire, you ain't spinning the front. It's going to slow you down. Which, in some case scenarios, it's actually a good thing because of the fact that, basically, like, if you're doing G-turns and shit like that, you get the front tire, like, locked into position and your rear tire up in the air. If you like fucking hammer down on that rear brake, you'll be able to actually slow the front end down a little bit. So basically not the front tire, but like, you know, your fucking steering and everything. So I would suspect that would be the only time and scenario that the Kink gyro would actually come in to a usable item. But other than that, basically, I just use it as a detangler for fucking crashing. Because I do that a lot lately, and I don't really want to fucking crash. And then, you know, if I'm still capable of riding, now I got to look for fucking brake cable. That just fucks my day up. That's the reason why I got gyros. I don't fucking, you know, spin bar or anything. I ain't got that pop anymore, man. It's just there to protect my damn brake lines. Because that rear brake means a lot to me. No rear brake, I go home. I ain't fucking riding no brakeless bike. I built one this year, and I just rode it around the neighborhood, and I just did not like the feeling. I just, like, I fucking, I like my shoes, And I don't like fucking, like, you know, scuffing my tires. Because scuffing tires is bullshit unless you're flatland. So, that being all said and everything, I'm going to sign out because this is 30 minutes. This is long enough.